Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Rack. You can follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So the time has come. This is where the real Arizona Cardinals Kyler Murray marriage talks come into play, because Kyler Murray is listed at 5'10 and 1/8.
Oh my gosh, he's taller than we anticipated.
His weight, 207 pounds. And his hand size, 9.5 inches. Okay, so
isn't it interesting that they list him at 9 4/8?
That is weird.
Why don't they just go 9.5? Am I missing something?
What is it called with the fractions? Simplifying fractions? Yeah simplifying.
I mean, they've got his arms.
9 100, 200.
They've got his hands at 9 4/8. They've got his arms at 28 4/8. They've got his wingspan at 69 4/8. It's kind of odd, right?
I mean, you think that maybe the measuring people of the combine aren't the most math savvy?
You would think that they would be the most savvy.
And obviously you'd
the
measure.
The most savvy.
So the first thing that I took away from this was, this is going to either validate the reason why people think he should be drafted or get pushed aside from people that don't think he should be drafted. If he were 5'9 3/4", it's only a quarter. This didn't validate or negate people's stances. People's stances are going to be exactly the same before and after these numbers.
I don't know. I disagree. I mean, to you and I, who have been kind of following... No, we haven't. We've been following this story since its inception, right? This doesn't change it for you and I. But yes, for the novice fan, when they're going to find out that Kyler Murray is taller than what they originally thought, that he's not just over 5'8". He's going to be 5'10", and they can see that, and they can kind of match him up with Russell Wilson as far as his size. Jesus. They can make that easy connection of the dots. And when you look at the weights, I mean, I saw this out there on Twitter. Benjamin Albright pointed this out.
Yeah, this is a great tweet. I saw this,
Very interesting as far as his weight, 207 pounds. Russell Wilson was, what, 206 pounds, mm-hmm. 207 pounds? But Russell Wilson's natural playing weight is 225.
Right.
He was trying to get down to get quicker.
Right.
Something that Kyler Murray doesn't probably need help with. He's already as quick as they come. But that's interesting.
Kyler Murray put on 20 pounds.
He did. Is he going to play it 207? Absolutely not.
Right.
A little fire hydrant's not going to be effective in the pocket or breaking the pocket.
Right.
If he's too muscle bound to even move.
Right.
So once you start getting in the training camp, once you start getting the preseason, those LBs start just falling off.
Right.
It's just like somebody who's trying to make weight when you're weighing in for a boxing or a UFC match, to where as soon as you're done with weigh-ins,
you can gain 20 pounds in a day.
Yeah, you could look at the snack table, and if your body, how you wear it, it's going to go back to close to its natural
yeah,
form.
Yeah, and the Johnny Manziel and Russell Wilson weighed the same when they played. And Russell Wilson, his legs are tree trunks. The dude has a man body, and Johnny Manziel looked like me in pads.
Right.
And I'm 5'10", 180, dripping wet. I mean, it's not the same. It's how you carry your weight, number one. And what I meant to say, no, I said it correctly, but let me clarify with the Kyler Murray thing, is for people, especially GMs, that so 5'9 3/4" and 5'10 1/8". If you're going to draft Kyler Murray, you're going to draft Kyler Murray, you're going to draft Kyler Murray.
Right.
Him being 5'10 and him being 5'9 1/2 or 5'9 3/4" isn't going to make a difference on your stance of Kyler Murray.
It's a solid point.
And with fans, that is saying, I mean, it just makes more of an argument. It makes it more of a polarizing argument.
Right.
Well, no, he's too short, but he's 5'10". Who cares? He's not 6 feet. I mean, there's always going to be something that's going to validate what people's stances are. And the 5'10", the little bump up, if it started with 5'8", then we'd have a conversation. But if it was between 5'9 1/2" and 5'10 1/8", people are going to want him who want him, and people aren't going to want him who don't want him.
As far as the public discussion, this little
tick up,
Kyler Murray campfire that we had just became a forest fire.
Yeah, I did.
We just threw gasoline on the flames.
Yeah.
Because he is now within the measurements of some of the exceptions to the rule as far as your Russell Wilsons and your Drew Breeses out there. And you mentioned Johnny Manziel is the other side of that coin. It's only fueling it. I mean, Kyler Murray, as far as sports talkers are concerned.
Oh, this is...
This is, I mean, this,
this
kind
is of dating
fodder.
A porn star. This. You know, for lack of a better
Jimmy
phrase.
Jimmy G?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Kiara Mia. He, so, and so, th- and I was thinking about this, and I'm trying to put it into an analogy or a metaphor to have people understand what it's like. Okay, so say you're, I don't know, Alabama State. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that's a bad example. Say you're Alabama, all okay, right. And you're sitting around with all your teammates waiting on Selection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, waiting to see if your team is going to get in as an 11 or 12 seed into the big dance.
Sure, so you've got your regular season in your rearview mirror.
And you're just sitting there.
Your resume is done. It's right, completed. There's right, no editing at this point.
Right. You sit in, and you got the fans in the basketball arena. You got Avery Johnson sitting there, and... Your team's name comes out of Seth Davis or whoever's mouth. Right. Not Seth Davis.
Jay Billis.
Yeah, whoever's mouth.
Reese Davis.
And in the Western region, the 11 seed is Alabama. That's exactly where we are right now with Kyler Murray, where it's you're in the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Now the 5-10 means anything's possible. You can make that NC State run. You could win a championship. You could beat Duke and Zion Williamson in the championship because now you're in the dance. You have the 5-10. Steve Keim's like, holy S, we may actually draft this. Like, there are now the speculation is real. If you were under 5-10, the numbers would be going against you, at least with the Cardinals and all of the top 10 guys that would potentially want to draft Kyler Murray. Now you're in the dance. Now it's real because the measurables are there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to an extent. I don't know if I want to throw this.
I'm not saying I agree with
my own. Yeah, yeah. But there's absolutely the conversation and really applying just kind of the logic that could be in play here, right? It kind of, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the Cardinals go, it's like you go to the furniture store, you pick out a sofa, you love it. It's gonna bring the feng shui and really really get the room going.
Gotta love that feng
shui. But you don't know if it's gonna fit. Right? Yeah. And you get your measuring tape out, and there it is. It's in.
Yeah, who's domesticated and who isn't in this conversation?
It's within centimeters. It's going to fit in your living room. But it's, is it going to be too much? Is it going to be, are you shoehorning that in too much? Are you trying to make it work too much? The thing I'm really curious about with the Arizona Cardinals is, look, if the size is the measurables, if anything change the Cardinals' opinion today, boy, are we in trouble.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. I 100% wholeheartedly agree. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. On the other side, we're going to continue this talk, and we'll finish up by my stance on if the Cardinals don't draft Nick Bosa number one, they should not be drafting at the number one position. That's Alex. That's me. I'm Alex Clancy. That's Bo Brock. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Shangri-La here in Cardinals land. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. For those that haven't seen Shangri-La, old school movie, it's about like some heavenly place. I watched it in middle or high school. Shangri-La.
I don't even know.
Shangri-La. So.
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't remember. I was probably sleeping. It was a substitute teacher, but I remember watching it.
They just, those days were the best when they wheeled in the cart.
Oh, man.
The TV's on there.
They're usually really bad movies, so just either send notes to your friends. There was no texting back then.
You have no idea how many times I've seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory because of those sub days.
Yeah. It's like, how many times do we have to see his grandfather, who is bedridden for years seemingly, get the golden ticket, get up and dance around like an idiot? What's the thing that's called where your legs go numb when you're in the hospital bed for so long? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't matter. Moment, whatever.
The atrophy?
Atrophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just danced around like an idiot. Like, just awful acting.
Yeah.
You think he'd face plant.
So you're just saying he's a trash person? He was trying to, he just had everybody bamboozled?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think so. I think he was unhappy in his marriage. So Kyler Murray comes in at 5'10 and an eighth. And, I mean, it's cool.
Right.
You know, this is really good for the Cardinals because it rises his draft stock.
Yeah.
For other teams that are like, they need a validation to draft Kyler Murray, everything, and Bo's right, before he went to break, if this was the deciding factor for the Cardinals, if they hadn't made a decision one way or the other before seeing him throw and run, we're in trouble.
Right.
And I don't think that's the case. I mean, Steve Keim played very coy yesterday. We didn't have a podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. Apologies. Steve Keim played very, very coy yesterday and said Josh Rosen's our, for sure, our quarterback right now.
Right.
That's playing the game. I gave him credit on the show, on the Freaks that I was on. Whether it be intentional or unintentional, we don't know what his brain capacity is. We don't know what his IQ is at this point for being able to play the media.
Mm-hmm.
But that was exactly how you were supposed to say it. Because that allowed other teams to be like, whoa, are they really thinking about taking Kyler Murray?
I don't disagree with that at all. The one thing I will say as far as where I will get into the Cardinals' corner as far as the Kyler Murray discussion is concerned, if you're putting up the smoke screen or if it's legit or not, if you were waiting for the measurables, but this had to happen before to really remain in the Kyler Murray discussion, is if when you hired Cliff Kingsbury, he's in Steve Keim's office and he's pounding the table and he says, Kyler Murray is my guy. Mm-hmm. I want him. And Steve Keim's like, I don't know yet. I'm not sold on him. And then they're saying, okay, let's wait to see what the measurables are, and then we can really get into this discussion.
But you know what the neighborhood's gonna be. You know he's going to try and bulk up. You know that.
Sure.
The height thing. I'm shocked that he hit 5'10".
I am too. I'm shocked about, especially, man. I mean, can you believe like what the reports were as far as his hand size?
Yeah, I mean,
he was under 9.
Well, and they were also saying he was 5'8" and 3/4".
What I mean, so now you really have to, if you haven't before, really have to take with a grain of salt the information that's been put out there about these prospects. Yeah. But the game film's there as far as Kyler Murray's concerned.
Sure. You know what he is.
Right.
He had 4 batted balls all season last season. Brock Osweiler had more batted balls than Kyler Murray did. So, right. And there is almost, there's 9 inches of difference.
Brock
there.
Osweiler was also playing for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray was playing for Oklahoma,
college,
who's shown that they can produce and put quarterbacks in a position to be successful. That's also another thing to take into consideration about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray failed at Texas A&M,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, and if we want to play the easy game of connect the dots, Cliff Kingsbury was a offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. Not at the time of Kyler Murray,
right.
At the time of Johnny Manziel, uh-huh. And then he went on to Texas Tech. But you would think that there are some similarities between the Texas A&M offense and what was going on with Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Kyler Murray wasn't that impressive in that type of offense.
He grew. I mean, it's easy to say that when he's a kid. I mean, Baker Mayfield,
there was more film on Baker Mayfield. He played a lot more years. I mean, he played five years of college ball.
Right.
So I just think there's.
Kyler Murray
can't take Kyler Murray number one.
No. And we're not. Let's not blow the load here, Bo. let's not blow the roof off here, okay?
Okay.
When it comes
better phrasing.
Well, with with Kyler Murray, he is 1,000 times the athlete that Baker Mayfield is. Regarding who you want, say you need somebody to run away from the police. You need somebody to run away from a bully. Kyler Murray's the guy.
Okay.
You need somebody to run through a gauntlet or finish a corn maze faster. Kyler Murray's the guy. Okay, he's so
corn mazes
much.
Are tough.
I understand, especially when it doesn't matter. That's maybe a bad example. We just saw something on the TV. We can't talk about it.
Do they still have corn mazes?
Of course they do. There was one in Mesa during Halloween time.
But I'll tell you what.
He is. I mean, he's not as big,
right.
But athleticism-wise.
Well, I disagree with you as far as. This is ridiculous, but if you're pitting Baker Mayfield versus Kyler Murray as far as a corn maze, I'm taking Baker Mayfield.
Looks he smarter?
He's shown that he's smarter. He's a hell of a lot more competitive.
Let's break this down.
And I don't think the athleticism, the drop-off is that severe. I am all in on Baker Mayfield. As far as the other intangibles and how they apply to Kyler Murray, I don't know if I agree that he's even close to Baker Mayfield. As far as leadership, smarts on the field, and
but leadership isn't athleticism.
What's that?
I'm talking about pure unadulterated athleticism.
The key word is it's not just a sprint to the finish, right? It's a maze.
Yeah.
You gotta maneuver.
I immediately regret that example. I immediately regret it.
Do you agree with me, though?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, but that's the thing about the NFL, right? It's not going to be just a 40-yard dash.
When it comes to it, agreed. But when it comes to the Brock Osweiler and Kyler Murray comparison, the Oklahoma's offense is way closer to what NFL offense are going to be than Miami's offense. You'd have to. I mean, listen, especially with Cliff Kingsbury.
Adam Gase got another job for a reason.
Well, I mean, there were also aliens controlling his eyes during that press conference. So
I feel bad for that. Did you see he had his hat pulled all the way down during his press conference yesterday?
I don't know.
Of course he is about it
because he let his eyes go, let his eyes off the leash, off their leashes. Sure he can. He was staring at people like Ted Bundy. Completely different. Ted Bundy was more of a presentable than doesn't matter. On the other side, we're gonna talk about this ad nauseum. Okay, Kyler Murray's gonna run. I think tomorrow, right? I believe quarterbacks are tomorrow.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's either Friday or Saturday.
Right.
Okay. We will have conversations about that next week. But this is the story. This shouldn't be a story. People either were intrigued with Kyler Murray or they weren't. I think the hand size is maybe the most important, that his hands are bigger than Baker Mayfield's. But I don't. This is much ado about nothing until we actually see what he does on the field, in my opinion. We'll continue this talk. I do want to talk about if the Cardinals, because there are some. There were some mock drafts. Bucky Brooks, one of Bo's favorites, came out with a mock draft that asked Quinnen Williams going number one overall to the Cardinals. And I have a major issue with the Cardinals taking anybody but Nick Bosa, including Kyler Murray at number one overall. We'll talk about it next, Locked On Cardinals. Wrapping up here, Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Listen to us both on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. Me, 1-4 on the Freaks, and Bo, 4-7 on the Drive. So there are now mock drafts coming out. I think everybody, you know, that stays at their mom's house in their garage can put out a mock draft now. So take it with it as you wish. Bo holds a little bit more weight into them than I do regarding position-wise. And there are some mock drafts that are having the Cardinals take somebody other than Nick Bosa at number one. And I don't have a problem with the Cardinals not drafting Nick Bosa. I haven't made my firm decision yet. We haven't seen we haven't seen the combine situation yet. We haven't seen a lot of things that, you know, I have to crunch in an effort to pick who I think the best choice would be for the Cardinals at number one. I do have a major problem, and Bo, tell me if you disagree with me here. I do have a major problem with the Cardinals taking anybody not named Nick Bosa at number one, especially and because San Francisco has said they want Nick Bosa. They're like, we want Nick Bosa. There is no way in hell that you should give another team, let alone a division foe, a free crack at the guy they want without making them pay for it.
Sure, you can't gift wrap Nick Bosa.
You can't gift wrap Nick Bosa. No. So, and I know a defense for a lot of mock drafts is they don't include trades. Agreed. Understandable. Nobody can predict the future like that, especially. I don't hold any weight in the lack of accuracy of mock drafts due to trades. I don't. That's not one of the reasons why I don't like mock drafts. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just a curmudgeon when it comes to it. But not why. Even if the Cardinals want to draft Kyler Murray, there should be two trades that happen on draft day. One for Josh Rosen and one for the second overall pick. There is no way, because you know San Francisco is not going to draft Kyler Murray, there is no way in hell that you should draft anybody but Nick Bosa at number one.
What about this scenario, though? I mean, say you trade down and it's not with the 49ers. It's not the best offer on the table. You get more picks. You get a chance to help out your roster by infusing it with talented young players. But there is a very good chance that Nick Bosa could be there at two. Is that still, in your opinion, right?
Well, I don't think,
like, if you're going to trade, like, the only trade down scenario is not with the Niners, right? I get what you're saying.
Yes.
If you're going to stick and pick and you take Quinnen Williams and you just gift wrap Nick Bosa to the Niners, I completely agree. That's idiotic. That's an idiotic lack of strategy.
Right. Okay, so that's fair. But if you want, maybe I should have phrased it like this. If you want Quinnen Williams, you trade with San Francisco. You don't draft him number one overall. Because there are now some things that are coming out that maybe you take the stopgap, maybe you take the guy, the big dog in the middle for your 3-4. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the right choice. If it is the right choice for you, You say San Francisco, what do you want to give for us? Right. And you're already the smoke screen is already inherent with the Nick Bosa situation because everybody's like Nick Bosa is the best overall athlete, the best prospect coming out of the draft. You don't have to pretend that you want Nick Bosa. It's obvious that everybody wants Nick Bosa. So if that's the situation, there is no way in hell that you draft Quinnen Williams number one overall without getting some juice from San Francisco if they want Nick Bosa. There just isn't.
Right.
Josh Rosen has deleted all the pictures with him wearing Cardinals garb on his Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
And he says that his IG's been hacked.
But that was days ago.
Oh. Has he put up any pictures since then, Bo?
I want to find these hackers that are removing all his Cardinals content.
Now, that's an F and T's. I'll tell you what. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Locked on Cardinals.